it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And it's time for the garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse. And, Dwayne, when are we going to see the sun?
I don't know, but I'm getting sick of this. we're trying to get some landscaping done, and it's just too wet.
Yep.
Hey. I know the farmers have problems getting in and all that too, but gardeners and landscapers also do.
I just checked the radar here, and boy, the big system rolling in from South Dakota into western Minnesota, so.
Just what we need.
Yep. But like I said, your relative, who was that, your dad or grandpa, told never complain about moisture?
Well, we're getting there.
Good answer.
Yeah.
What's happening at Heather?
Well, we're moving trees around, so they brought us a load of trees over to Dawson here, so we have a good variety of trees in Madison and Dawson, and Monty has lots of trees, so if you're looking for planting a tree, you know, you need to plant a tree for shade, but this spring probably don't need shade, but the summer will come, and we have a good selection of trees, and we're going to have a greenhouse sale, Paul. It's called Fill a Flat.
It's called what?
Fill a flat.
Fill a flat, okay.
We have a flat or a tray that you can put as many vegetables or annuals in that flat that fit inside that flat.
Yep.
And the vegetables, if you do all vegetables, it's $20. Or if you do vegetables and flowers or all flowers, it's $25. So it's a good deal. It's better than half price. So come and fill a flat at Heather Floral. Yeah, we're celebrating Riverfest, which is next week. So officially it starts next week, but if you come, we'll honor that in Dawson anyway.
Okay. Yeah, the greenhouse is still alive and well.
We got lots of plants, looks good. So come on and pick out some.
Okay. All right, we're going to open up our phone lines for any lawn or garden questions for Dwayne. The number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And Chris will answer the phone and write down your question, and we'll pass it along to Dwayne. So give us a call for any lawn or garden questions that you might have. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
It's kind of an unusual tree, but you do see a few of them around here. It's called Northern Catalpa tree. And it's in flower right now. And the flowers are big orchid-looking flowers. And it's very fragrant. If you see that tree, it's pitch white and has thousands of flowers on right now. It's really different. It doesn't flower very long, but the flowers are really pretty.
Are there many of them around here?
No, not a lot, but they're very hardy. It's a zone 3 tree, so it grows north. But you see them around here. They're blooming right now. White orchid type flowers, and then after the flowers falling off, it forms a long like string bean on there. Have you seen those fall?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, it's kind of one that you want to have planted in your neighbor's yard, because then you don't have to pick up the beans in your yard and you can enjoy it. But you have a kind of a wild spot or a spot away from the house, Northern Catalpa is a pretty tree in the spring.
Okay. All right, so what's our horticulture? Go ahead, sorry.
Our horticulture concern is what we were just talking about, is the wet weather. Besides having a hard time doing work, it's also creating some problems with the plants. Starting to see plant diseases like anthracnose and some black spot, you know, on tomatoes and that type of stuff. And people are starting to bring leaves in, so we need some sunshine for that. And if it's on your vegetables or flowers or something, you could spray some kind of disease control on there, and we can help you if you want to bring in a sample of your leaf or whatever.
Okay. What plants suffer the most when it's too wet?
Well, ash trees and maples get, it's called anthracnose, which is a brown spot on the leaf. Then some of the leaves will fall off. Then not a lot you can do with a big tree, but if you have smaller trees, you probably should spray with disease control, fungicide type thing. And we have a lot of that at the nurseries in Madison, Austin, and Montevideo. But you have concerns besides that even too, you know, don't be afraid to either, you know, take a picture of it and send it to me, and I can do that. And if I can't figure it out on the phone, maybe come out and look at it.
Once again, that phone number to call for a lawn and garden question for Dwayne is 320-598-7301, or you can email him over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Ready for some questions, Dwayne?
Yep, let's go.
All right, how do I keep rodents from digging up my bulbs?
Well, you can try to, I don't know what kind of rodents you got, but I was just overlooked at somebody's yard, and they got moles. When it's wet like this, moles, they burrow underneath the ground, and they kind of push up into the soil, so you kind of see runways. And you can use a mole poison or a gopher poison if you have gophers. There's a poison. You got to get down into the runway and put that poison down there. There's repellents, which I would use. We have sprays or granules, which you can put around the area that you're having problems with. Or sometimes mothballs, if it's a creature above the ground, mothballs will work too. And if you have creatures in your garden, or sometimes they sprinkle, it's called malorganite, which is actually a fertilizer, but it's actually human waste that they've manufactured in Milwaukee. And if you spread that around there, they don't like that. It doesn't really smell a lot, but they can pick up that odor, and it kind of keeps the creatures out. Another maybe more natural thing is to plant like marigolds around, and some creatures don't like marigolds, so you could add marigolds to your area.
Yeah, that was a good question. Just while you were talking there, I was wondering, do we see a lot of mice, you know, do mice, what do they damage plants?
They can, but that's not usually, well, mice can girdle a tree. They can eat the bark off a tree. So, yeah, mice can do that. We have a product called Mice Magic. It doesn't actually kill the mouse, but it has a repellent, has a lot of natural herbs in it, and it shoos the mice away. So Mice Magic might be a good product to use.
All right, our next question from one of our listeners, and concerning wet conditions, Dwayne. What plants benefit the most in wet conditions?
Plants that like water, obviously.
What's that?
Plants that like water. Ones that like, that thrive in this are hostas. I have been looking at hostas, and they're huge this year, even when it's still kind of early. But these big yellow hostas are awesome. And so hostas is a good one that like water, or there's a lot of bog plants that you can, that, you know, if you're doing a rain garden, there's different types of iris that like wet conditions. So there's definitely a whole series of boggy type plants. Natural one is hostas do well in all this moisture.
How about zucchini?
Zucchini?
Yeah.
I think zucchini would like it hot rather than this kind of weather.
Okay. All right. How about rice?
There you go. Grow rice in Minnesota. There we go.
All right. The other question we got here is, I thought this was a good one, too. Dwayne, do I damage my garden when I walk through it when it's muddy and wet? Can I upset the rooting system? Can I damage the roots of plants?
Well, yeah, you can. I don't think it would be too critical, but when you do walk in your garden or in an area that is muddy, what you do is you compact the soil. And if they get really heavy compacted soil, your roots have a hard time going through the soil. Plus, there's not as much oxygen in that soil, which roots need oxygen. So I think the main thing you're doing is compacting the soil so the roots don't spread out as well.
Okay, so it's a good idea to stay out of your garden when it's really wet?
Well, unless you really got to harvest something, I don't think you'd be out there weeding very much. So I'd stay out of your garden.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all the questions we got, Duane. So let's talk about the greenhouse and landscaping. You doing a lot of landscaping at Heather?
Well, you know, early in the spring, we get busy getting organized for spring. And now we got our crews back. We have a few high school young men helping us and two college students. So we have, you know, and our landscape foremen. So we have two landscape crews out there, so we're busy landscaping. But today's kind of tough with all the wet weather and rain coming in. I called in because we got a couple sodding jobs to do and called the sod company, and a couple of them were flooded out, Paul. They're
oh,
so
wow.
wet. And a lot of their, they usually seed the sod in the fall, and they reseed it early spring again and fertilize it. Well, it was so wet in a lot of these sod, because they're usually in bog areas or a little lower ground, and they said they haven't even gotten in there to reseed or get their lawn fertilized. So the sod industry is probably back a month or so. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a while before we can do sodding, too.
Okay.
But if people have
go ahead.
Definitely a planning stage, so if you do have questions on doing landscaping around your house or yard, or give me a call and I can help you. I can give you an estimate or a design or whatever you need or advice, and be glad to help people out.
Yeah, do you do patios?
Yep, we do hardscaping.
Okay.
So we don't pour concrete. Well, we actually do. We have concrete curbing machine, but we also do lay pavers and that type of stuff. So, yeah, we do that too.
Okay. Yeah, I know in your stores in Montevideo and Dawson and Madison, you have a lot of different gifts, ideas for people as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. You know, we have a floral shop. So we have, you know, everyday flowers, you know, for birthdays and anniversaries and funerals and just because occasions. And so we have a lot of flowers, always have. And then we have gift departments, you know, that have, we have candles and we used to call them knickknacks, or, you know, that type of stuff to go along with plants. Or we also have, you know, like a garden department, which has these spinners that you have outside, or outdoor lights, or that mm-hmm. type of stuff. So there's a lot of things that I hear the comment all the time when they come into our store. Oh, we didn't know you had all this. And the stores are full right now.
Yep.
So stop in and check us out.
All right, tell us where you're located and when you're open.
We're located in Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo, in the Smith edition of Montevideo. We're usually, the stores vary a little bit in hours, but from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock, and then on Saturdays from 9 o'clock till noon. And again, we have fill a flat sale, which is a Riverfest promotion, which you can fill our Heather greenhouse flat. And for veggies, it's $20, and for our flowers, it's $25. That's a pretty darn good deal. So come in and check out our greenhouses.
All right, Duane, thanks a lot for doing another garden show with us here on Q92.
You bet. Keep calling those questions in and get the sun to come out, Paul.
All right. Well, we'll have the sun next Thursday.
There we go.
All right. Thanks, Duane.
Thank you, Paul. Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Duane Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.